Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天下午我们一起来学习，彼此建立中来建立教会。
This afternoon, I'd like to study building up the church by building up each other.
我们现在看诗篇的一百二十二篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 122.
诗篇的一百二十二篇。
Psalms 122.
从第一节到第三节。
Beginning from verse 1 to 3. I was glad when they said to me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city that is compacted together.
这是大卫上行之诗。
This is David's Psalms of Ascent.
他说，人对我说，我们往耶路撒冷去，我就欢喜。
He said, I was glad when they said to me, Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Jerusalem 是圣殿的所在。
Jerusalem is where the holy temple dwells.
是神同在的地方。
It is a dwelling place of God.
这是他们信仰的中心。
It is the center of their faith.
神住在两个地方。
The Lord dwells in two places.
第一个，神住在众人所不能够靠近的光里面。
First of all, the Lord abides in the inapproachable light.
那就是天国。
Which is the heavenly kingdom.
第二个，
Second,
神住在他的会幕里面。
The Lord dwells inside the ark.
会幕有施恩的宝座。
Where there is the mercy seat.
是神降临的地方。
The location where God descends.
那个会幕就是教会，新约时代的教会。
And that ark represents the church in the New Testament.
所以这里说我们往神的殿去，今天来讲就是我们去教会，我的心就很欢喜。
And it says here, we're glad when let us go into the house of the Lord, which is equivalent of coming to the church.
那如果我们来教会很欢喜，我们就很想要来。
If we come to the church with a joyful heart, naturally we like to come.
那来的我们就不想走，走了还想再回来。
When we come, we don't want to leave, and if we do leave, we want to come back.
那这个耶路撒冷要成为神的殿，必须经历过建造的过程。
For the Jerusalem to become the temple of God requires a building process.
所以第三节说。耶路撒冷被建造如同联络整齐的一座城。
This is why verse 3 says Jerusalem is built as a city that is compacted together.
到最后建造的目标是一座城是联络整齐的。
The ultimate goal of this building is that this entire city is interconnected together.
所以我们教会有建立的过程。
Our church also has this building process.
建立到完成，教会就是联络整齐的神的城。
When this church is building completed, then it will also become a city that is complete in the eyes of God.
那谁要来建造耶路撒冷城？
So who will be the builder of Jerusalem?
第二节。
Second verse.
耶路撒冷，我的脚站在你的门内。
Our feet have been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem.
站在门内，是站在神的城里面的一份子。
Standing within the gates of Jerusalem means that we are part of the city of God.
所以今天受洗。都是归入主耶稣的名下，我们都是站在神这座城的里面。
And today, when we are baptized, we baptize into Lord Jesus Christ and become part of the city.
因此，每一个人都有责任来建造耶路撒冷这座城。
And thus, every one of us has the responsibility to build up the city of Jerusalem.
那我们下一个问题，那我怎么帮助教会来建造这个教会
？Next question is, how can I help to build up the city?The church for as a city of God.
那因为教会是每个信徒组成的。
Because the church consists of all the membership.
所以建立自己就是建立教会。
Therefore, when we build ourselves up, we are building up the city and the church as well.
首先我们想如果两百个人的教会，每一个人都一直在建立自己，两百个人都很完全。那这个教会就完全了。
So imagine if you have a 200 member strong church and each person is working hard to build themselves up, then this church will also become very strong.
但是如果200个人的教会我们都不完全，这个教会就不完全。
But if a 200 member church none of them is perfect, then this entire church will be not perfect.
所以要让教会完全的一个出发点就是我们本身要追求完全。
So the beginning point is that in order to for the church to become perfect, we also have to individually pursue for perfection.
因此我们不能够只看到别人不完全。
We cannot just point our fingers at other people's imperfection.
我们要看到我们自己也不完全。
We have to also perceive our very own imperfection.
然后从我们自己追求完全，这样来使教会完全。
And from our loss, from our flaws, we pursue for perfection in such a way that we can also build up perfection within the church.
那当我们开始要建造我们这一部分的圣殿成为完全的时候，有三个方法可以做。
There are three methods to build up our individual self in order to perfect this church.
第一个就是自我建立。
The first method is to build our individually self up.
就是我们每一个人花时间自己去读圣经。
Which means that each one of us need to spend our own time to read the Bible and scriptures.
去默想神的话。
To contemplate the words of God.
神的话就是一面镜子。
Because the word of God is like a mirror.
我们在神的话里面看到那个自我，就是神看到的我。
When we can perceive through the words of God that our very own self is the way that God perceives us.
如果我们在神的话里面没有看到自己，
If we are not able to see a reflection of ourselves through the Word of God,
是一面这一面镜子被灰尘蒙住了。
Then it means that this mirror is now is veiled in dust.
还要把它擦干净。
We have to clean it up.
圣灵更新我们。
We allow the Holy Spirit to renew us.
圣灵带我们进到神的真理里面。
The Holy Spirit bring us into the truth of God.
圣灵感动我们。
The Holy Spirit move us.
让我们为自己为罪为义自己责备自己。
So that we will rebuke ourselves for the sake of sin, for the sake of righteousness.
为罪就是我们不应该做的去做。
For the sake of sin, because we do things that we ought not to do.
为义就是我们该做的没有做。
For righteousness, because we fail to do what we ought to do.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满。
So when a person is filled by the Holy Spirit.
开始在读神的话。
They will begin to read the words of God.
每一句话都是标准。
Then every single word will become a standard for them.
进到我们的灵魂骨里面去量我们自己做人做事的动机。
And it will pierce into our flesh, muscle, and bones in order to determine what is the motive of everything that we do.
还有态度跟方法。
And our attitude and approach.
那这样我们自己一直在审查。
As we continue to contemplate ourselves,
我们就发现我们有很多进步的空间。
We will discover that there remains much room for improvement.
那怎么从我现在的我进到圣经对我的期待？
So how can we progress from our current self into the ideal state required by the Bible?
除了决心之外，还有更重要的方法。
Other than determination, there is a better way.
就是需要圣灵的更新。
We require the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵给我们力量。
Allow the Holy Spirit to grant us strength.
圣灵这个火来焚烧我的杂质。
Allow the fire of the Holy Spirit to burn away our dross.
那是我们这个人才能够纯全成圣。
So that we will become perfect in the eyes of God.
所以一个人是教会的一部分，要让教会成全，要从自己开始。
In order for the church to attain perfection, we need to start with our very own self.
就是每一天要花时间读圣经、审查、祷告。
Each day we must spend time to read the Bible and prayer to examine ourselves to pursue perfection and holiness.
这是第一个阶段。
This is the first stage.
第二个。
Second.
我们需要教会来建造我们。
We need to allow the church to build us up.
那教会怎么建造我们？
How does the church build us up?
第一个就是安排很多的聚会。
The very first thing is through many services.
所以我们来参加聚会，听神的道。
When we come attend the services and listen to the words of God.
来得到造就。
We will be edified.
那第二个就是参加教会举办的各种不同的讲习会。
The second is to attend the various church-conducted workshop and seminars.
那这个讲习会一般都有目标。
And every one of the workshop and seminar has an objective.
然后这里面的内容都有一个连贯性。
And all the content has some sort of a continuity.
所以我们看到有一些信徒去参加不同的讲习会回来，生命都有很大的改变。
We see when the members attend all these workshops and seminars, you can see the transformation within their spiritual life.
所以如果我们要建造教会，要从自己开始，就是要想办法去参加很多的讲习会。
In order to build up the church, we need to begin with ourselves by attending many workshops and seminars.
但是有很多人时间不够。
But a lot of people cannot spare this kind of time.
那我们现在可以上网去听很多很有系统，差不多圣经每一卷都有录音在里面。
But now we have the advent of the technology, we can go online to study all the Pretty much all the scriptures in the Bible has their dedicated seminars.
有一次我问一个听英文的的一个信徒。
And once I asked a person who only speaks English.
他说你来教会聚会听得到很多能造就的道理吗
？I asked him whether he was able to be benefited from the sermons in the church.
他说其实在他的教会里面很少。
And he said in his church actually is very lacking.
那你怎么办？
Then what happens?
他说他每一天都上网去听到。
He said each day he would go online to listen to the sermons.
然后自己做笔记。
And then he would take notes.
哦，那我就问他说，那翻译不是有一些不忠实的地方会有打折扣啊？
But what about the translation? It may not be very faithful, and the message would be discounted.
哎，他说很奇妙的，听久就会顺。
But he said, strangely, after you listen to a while, it seems to flow very nicely.
你如果听得到 70%, 你就可以了解到 90%, 因为圣灵一感动，你前后就可以灌起来。
If you can comprehend 70%, then with the movement of the Holy Spirit, you can extend that comprehension to 90%.
这个就好像有时候我在坐飞机，就看那个西文的报纸，不晓得他在讲什么。
This is like when you're in an airplane flight, and you're reading to some news and you don't know what it's talking about.
西班牙文。
Oh, a Spanish newspaper and you don't know what it's talking about.
那就只看几个字跟英文差不多，再灌起来就大概知道他在讲什么。
And then you just read some words which are the same as in English, then just by making the connections and the dots, then you know what it's talking about.
所以有时候这个翻译虽然不是很忠实但是如果前中后这样可以到70%-80%，大概就可以90%了解。
So even if the translation is not 100% faithful,As long as you can make the connection and connect the dot, then you can pretty much get the most of the meanings.
那这个叫做教会来建立我们。
And this is how the church can build us up.
那有的就这两个抓得很紧。
And some people are they seize onto these points very tightly.
自己也有读经祷告。
They have their own personal time in prayer and studying the Bible.
也觉得也要来参加教会的聚会。
And they also attend the church regularly.
他们就觉得这样就够了。
They're satisfied with that.
所以他们在教会里面呢，跟人没有互动。
And as a result, when they come to church, they have no interaction with others.
因为觉得建造我的信仰跟你没有关系啊。
Because they feel that building up their own personal faith has nothing to do with anybody else.
那你要建造你的信仰跟我也没有关系啊。
And how you build your own faith has nothing to do with me either.
所以最重要是我跟神的关系，跟其他人没有关系。
So the most important thing is my relationship with God. I have nothing to do with anybody else.
那到最后，我们还是要回到圣经来看，这样的想法是不是对的
？So we need to come back to the Bible and examine whether this is the correct attitude.
那我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书的14章。
Romans 14.
先看15章第2节。
Romans 15, verse 2.
罗马书15章的第2节。
Romans 15, verse 2. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
然后第一节。
Verse 1. We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves.
这个地方说我们不要只求自己的喜悦。
We should not just seek for our self-interest.
也就是说，不要我自己觉得活得很好，这样就完了。
So that means, we should not have this kind of attitude where, as long as I'm fine, then that's well and good.
那不然我要做什么
？Otherwise, what should I do?
那第二节
，verse two.
要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德性。
Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification.
就是说我们要做一些事情，让我们的邻舍，就是我们周围的人能够得到好处，得到建立。
This means we have to do certain things in order to benefit the people around us.
所以可见我们周围的人，如果通过我们本身这样很有爱心的跟他接触。是会让他得到造就的。
So from this we know that if we exercise acts of love and benefit the people around us, and that is a good thing.
有时候是倒过来。
But sometimes it's the reverse.
当我们很软弱的时候。
When we are feeling very weak.
如果周围有一个人。
If there's somebody around us.
他很有爱心的来了解我们。
Who is very compassionate and try to understand our situation.
来帮助我们。
To help us.
真的在我们最软弱的时候给我们一个支撑，我们就能够把那一段时间度过去。
And
in 就变成刚强起来。
And in the midst of our our sorrow, weakness, they grant us a shoulder to lean on, then that will really build us up ultimately.
所以信仰生活，我们信徒是彼此互相需要的。
So it's important for us to build each other up.
哦，因此传道书里面说，两个比一个好。
And Ecclesiastes tells us that two are better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Three-corded rope is not easily broken.
因此，如果有一个人新受洗。
So if there is a newly baptized,
我们只关心的不只是他有没有读圣经祷告。
What we care is not just whether this person is praying or in reading the Bible.
我们所关心的不只是他有没有来聚会。
Our concern should not be only limited to whether he's regularly attending services.
我们还要关心他在教会里面有没有属灵的朋友。
But more important is whether this person has a spiritual friend within the church.
因为这是非常重要的。
Because this is very vital to his faith.
有属灵的朋友，在天国路就有一个同行的伙伴。
With a spiritual friend accompanying that person, then he has someone to help him along on the journey to heaven.
就可以彼此互相建立。
And they can help each other on this journey.
所以在十五章的第一节。
In the Romans 15 verse 1.
十五章的第一节
，Romans 15 verse 1，
说我们要坚固的要担当不坚固人的软弱。
We then who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak。
这个坚固是指在灵性上。
To strengthen, to bear means in faith。
所以我们坚固的灵性不是要用那个标准来定别人的罪。
Our the level of our spirituality, we don't use it in order to condemn other people.
我们坚固的灵性是要用那一部分来帮助软弱的人让他得到建立。
And instead, we should use our stronger faith to bear with other people and build them up in their midst of their weakness.
那下面特别说，不要求自己的喜悦。
And further says not to please ourselves.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为一个人信仰如果软弱了，他就变成一个担子。
Because when a person's faith becomes weak, he becomes a burden to the church.
那变成一个担子，这个担子就没有人想要抬。
And when he becomes a burden, no one wants to be around that person.
所以这里才说要不求自己的喜悦。
This is why it says not to please ourselves.
如果要求自己的喜悦，我们就不会看顾那些软弱了，因为那已经变成担子。
Because if we were to seeking to please ourselves, then we would not bother with the people who are a burden to us.
那软弱的表现是什么？
And what is the how do the weak exhibit themselves?
当然，从外表上来看，你会发现聚会越来越少。
Externally, you can see that they attend services less and less.
祷告越来越短。
Or they pray shorter and shorter.
也没有在读圣经。
They don't bother with reading the Bible.
这个是一个现象之一。
And this is one of the few symptoms.
然后越来越深入世界。
And then they will go deeper and deeper into the world.
但是软弱还有一个表现。
But there is another demonstration of weakness.
就是很多怨言。
Which is lots of complaints.
这个也不满，那个也不满，对大家都不满。这个就是软弱。
They will gripe and complain about this and that, and to everybody. So that is also a sign of weakness.
所以人如果不是很有爱心。
So when a person is lacking compassion.
没有人愿意去接触很多抱怨的人。
And no one is willing to deal with the complainers and whiners.
因为礼拜一到礼拜的社会上压力已经够了，已经够累了。
Because on weekdays you already deal with a lot of headaches and troubles of the world.
来了教会有这么多的怨言，就很多人都不理了。
And when you come to the church and you meet with the complainers and whiners, so obviously you don't want to deal with that kind of people.
这样的信徒如果没有人承担他的软弱，他就会堕落下去。
But if no one is willing to take up and bear with the weakness of such members, then their faith will decline.
所以很多人就很有爱心，就耐心听。
So a lot of people have love and they just patiently listen to their complaints.
这个就是爱心。
And this is how we show our love.
这个就是在担当软弱人的软弱。
And this is how we can bear with the scruples of the weak.
这个就是在建立教会。
And this is part of the building up the church process.
所以我们是互相需要的。
So we are indispensable to one another.
因为我们可以互相来建立。
Because we can build each other up.
我们看罗马书十四章。
Romans 14.
罗马书十四章的十九节。
Romans 14 verse 19.Chapter 12.
Romans 12.
Romans 12.
Verse
3. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
这个地方说,
this place says,
不要看自己过于所当看
的。Do not think ourselves more highly than we ought to think.
然后要照着神分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
But to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith.
那这个道理什么意思?
What does this mean exactly?
因为接下去第四节。
And it goes on in 4. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function.
好，那第五节。
And 5. So we being many are one body in Christ and individual members of one another.
好，第六节。
6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith.
好，这样好，一直到第八节都在讲同一个身体。
And keep going until verse 8, we're all talking about the same body.
这里讲看自己合乎中道，又用身体来比喻。
And so this analogy is using one body.
如果我们觉得我一无是处，这样也不对。
If we feel that we are totally useless, that is a wrong concept.
因为我们在教会里面，有时候我们好像扮演手。
Because within the church, and sometimes we function as a hand.
手有手的功用，你不能讲手没有用啊。
Hand has its function. You cannot say that a hand is useless.
所以，如果我们是手，我把它看手是我一无是处，这个就是低过自己所当看的。
So let's say if we have the function of a hand, and we say that we are useless, then we are disparaging ourselves.
但是如果我们是手，我们把自己看作是脚，那就是超过自己所当看。
However, if we have the function of a hand and we consider ourselves to be a foot, then we are going beyond thinking ourselves more highly than we ought.
因为脚的功用不能用手来代替啊。
Because the function of a foot cannot be replaced by hand.
如果我们在街上里面看到一个人倒过来用手走，你看他会怎么走？
Imagine if you were to see a person on walking on the street, but not with feet, but with hands. What would you think?
当然也可以走，但是很奇怪啊。
Of course, they can walk that way, but it's very strange.
因为这不是他的功用。
Because that it's not its main purpose.
这个叫做超过自己所当看的。
And this is how a person sees himself more highly than he ought.
那看自己合乎中道。
And when we see ourselves as we ought.
那我是手就是手。
If I'm a hand, then I am a hand.
所以要拿东西，要炒菜，这个是我的责任。
So to carry stuff or to cook, that's my responsibility.
那另外一个弟兄他是脚。
And another member, he's foot.
所以他的功用就是走路。
So his function is to walk.
所以要论到走路，这个不是我能做的。
And so the walking is really not my function.
好，那这个叫做合乎中道。
So this is how we can consider ourselves in our proper place.
那我们彼此互相需要。
We are indispensable to each other.
就是把我们的功用发挥出来，然后互相的服侍，让身体能够长大。
It means we completely utilize our function so that this entire body will be benefited.
我说有的时候你看到一个人，吃饭吃很多，但是还是很苗条，到底怎么一回事？
Sometimes you see a person who eats huge amount of food, but still very, very thin and very good figure. What's going on?
他的嘴也很合作啊，他要进来我就咬，要就吃。
Its mouth works very well, and it chews the food and then digests the food.
大概是胃还是肠不合作，你就吸不到养分了。
And so maybe the intestines are not working in concert.
所以嘴很认真吃，当然这需要，你还要胃跟肠合作，养分才能够吸收，身体才会健康。
So even though the mouth is functioning properly, but you also need help cooperation from the stomach and the intestine digestive system to work together.
所以肢体是互相需要的。
This is why all members are indispensable to each other.
因此我们在教会里面呢，每一部分的信徒他都能够讲一些让我们得到造就，他生活的体验、信仰的感受或者他的见证。
Within the church.No matter which member, they all have their share of contribution when they share about their reflection and their faith. They will all, it will all help us.
因为每一个人都放在这个身体里面都有不同的功用。
Because God puts every one of us into the same body in order to serve a different function.
那这个功用合在一起，教会就会长大，我们就可以得造就。
And collectively, all these functions working in concert will grow the church into a healthy body.
所以我们不能够 看自己过低，也不能够看自己太高。
So we cannot disparage ourselves, nor can we see ourselves more higher than we ought.
好，那我们怎么再来彼此建立呢？
And how do we build each other up?
一个非常重要的方式，就是要在团契中彼此建立。
There's another important method, which is to build each other up in fellowship.
我们先看约翰一书。
First John.
啊，约翰一书。
Let's turn to First John.
约翰一书的第一章第四节。
First John chapter 1 verse 4.
请读。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
这个地方说，我将这个话写给你们，让你喜乐可以充足。
These things we write to you that your joy may be full.
哦，喜乐充足就是百分之百的满足。
Joy being full means 100% full of joy.
为什么我们现在觉得对这个大众啊媒体啊很难抗拒
？Why is it that we find the multimedia so hard to resist?
啊、哦。所以有人讲啊，网络发达，网络开始普遍以后，这是一个世代。
And people say that when the internet became very widespread and very common, it marks a new era.
No, 智慧手机普遍后，这又另外一个世代。
And once the smartphones become commonplace, it also marks another era.
哦，那这个每一个世代都不太一样。
And each era is different in some ways.
但是我们可以发现共同一个趋向。
But we can find that there is a common ground.
就是人对这个网络依赖越来越严重。
Which is people have become more heavily dependent on the internet more and more.
啊，甚至在一个家庭的团契里面呢，大家都在看手机。
Even within a family setting, everyone is looking at their smartphones.
啊，这个吸引力很大。
Because it holds such a strong attraction.
啊，那要怎么样才能够我们对这个大众传播的依赖会减少
？So what can we do in order to lessen our dependency on these smart devices?
如果我们的喜乐充足
，If our joy is complete.
啊。我们对那个依赖就会减少。
Then we will lessen our dependence on these devices.
不是不可以，而是不需要。
It isn't that it's not allowed, but rather we don't need it anymore.
不可以是一种捆绑，不需要是一种自由。
When we say it's prohibited, then it becomes a bondage to us. But when we don't need it, it's a freedom.
哦，如果信仰是一种捆绑哦，捆不久的。
If a faith is based on bounding of restricting a person, then it's not going to last too long.
但是如果信仰是一种自由，大家都要。
But if faith is out of our own free volition, then everybody will want to have it.
那要达到信仰是一种自由，我们内在的灵性要丰盛，要满足。
In order to attain this liberty of our faith, we have to make sure our joy is full.
啊，所以第三节就提到有两种的团契。
Verse 3 mentions two different type of fellowship.
这个就是我们生命丰盛的方法。
These are the ways in which we can become full in our life.
下面说，我们是与儿子耶稣基督相交的，团契的。
It says that we are joined together with the Son, Jesus Christ.
这个就是我们灵性丰盛的第一个。
This is the first secret to being full of joy.
与主耶稣相交。
To have fellowship with Jesus Christ.
那约翰一书里面在讲，我们跟神的团契有三个方法。
First John tells us that there are three fellowships that we can have with God.
第一个神就是道。
First of all, God is truth.
主耶稣说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
Lord Jesus says the word that he speaks is a spirit, is life.
所以当神的话进到我们里面。
When the word of God enters into us,
当我们开始在默想神的话，
as we begin to contemplate the words of God,
让神的话充满我们内心的每一个角落，
and allow the word of God to fill every corner of our thoughts,
他的灵就在感动我们，
and that spirit of God is moving us,
他的生命就在更新我们的生命。
His life is renewing our life.
这个就是一种团契。
And this is a type of fellowship.
第二个，神就是灵。
Second of all, God is a spirit.
得圣灵就是神住在我们里面。
Receiving Holy Spirit, we allow the Spirit of God to dwell inside of us.
那圣灵充满就是神完全占满我们里面。
When we're filled with the Holy Spirit, it means we allow God's Spirit to fully occupy us.
圣灵把神的本性浇灌在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit pours into us the essence of God into us.
使我们的罪性逐渐被神性取代。
So that our sinful nature is gradually replaced with a divine nature.
这是一个很自然的过程。
This is a very natural process.
而不是很痛苦、很勉强的过程。
It is not a painful or reluctant process.
哦，所以改变是可能的。
So change is possible.
改变是很自然的。
And the change should be natural.
如果葡萄枝子 连在葡萄树上就可以改变。
If the branches are connected to the vine, then a change will occur.
那圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们里面。
Holy Spirit also pours into us the love of God.
使我们能够去爱别人。
So that we can show our love to others.
那这样我们生命就越来越丰盛。
In this way, our life will become fuller and fuller.
好，那我们是彼此建立的。
And we are building each other up.
那怎么去建立别人？
How are we able to build others?
我们看第三节的前半句。
Look at the first half of verse 3.
我将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们跟我们团契。
That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us.
那第一节说，起初原有生命之道，哦，这个生命之道是无形的。
Verse 1 says that which was from the beginning, that which is a formless word of God.
但是它是看得见、听得见、摸得到的。
And yet it can be seen, can be touched upon.
就是第二节，因为这个生命已经显现出来。
In verse 2, the life is manifested.
就是主耶稣来世界。
Who is Jesus Christ who came to the world?
所以团契就是我们对主耶稣的话的感受，一种感动，一个觉悟。
Fellowship is the connection and the sense of realization as we join together with Jesus Christ.
他的话，我们的一个领悟，一个觉悟。
When we realize and understand and comprehend the Word of God.
那怎么改变我的生命？这样把它讲出来。
And how these words impact our life and make a transformation, and we declare this to others.
这个就是团契的一个重要的内容。
This is a very important nature of the fellowship.
那第二个。
Second.
团契的内容就是我们所看到的。
The content of fellowship is by declaring what we have seen.
我们所看到周围神所行的神迹。
What we have seen around us, the miracles of God.
这个神迹不只是车祸不死，癌症得医治。
This miracle of God is not limited to car accidents or being healed from terminal cancer.
这个神迹包括一个人生命的改变。
This miracle also includes the person's transformation.
这是神很大能力的工作。
This is a great mighty work of God.
再来就是我们所摸到的。
This, followed by what we can handle.
就是我们本身的体验。
Our personal experiences.
那把这些讲出来，就能够让听见的人的灵性得到滋润，得到造就。
By declaring all this, then we can build up and moisturize the faith of the people around us.
那这就是我们建造别人灵性的方法。
And these are the very ways in which we can build up the faith of others.
所以建造别人的灵性需要通过团契。
In order to build up the faith of others, we have to do so through fellowship.
所以一个教会要把牧养工作做好，团契是非常重要的。
In order to make sure the church is doing its work in pastoring, we need to make sure fellowship plays a vital role.
那要让团契真的对人有造就，里面一定要有一些对信仰有真正在追求的人。
In order that the fellowship will be edifying, we need to make sure within this group there are people whose faith was really excellent faith. We can bring benefit to others.
所以这个传递才有新的东西。
So that you can discover new life within this fellowship.
如果每一个人都没有跟神团契，没有新的体验、新的感受，那团契的时候就没新东西，就不能造就人。
If within the fellowship none of the members have new experiences from God.Then they cannot edify each other.
所以我们怎么样彼此建造呢
？So how can we build each other up?
就是我们本身要建立跟神非常亲密互动的关系。
We have to pursue for a very intimate and interactive relationship with God.
然后让我们丰盛的生命借着团契能够传给我们我们所团契的对象。
And so that through fellowship we can convey our abundant life.Our interaction with God onto the people around us.
这个就是我们建立教会的方法。
This is how we can build up the church.
本身追求丰盛，结果团契让人也丰盛，教会得到建造。
We pursue for the fullness of our faith, and then through fellowship, we bring this fullness onto others and build up this church.
我们现在看以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians 4.
十五节
Verse 15 But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ.
十六节
16, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
这里说凡是长进连于元首就是基督。
It says here that all things grow up into the head, Christ himself.
所以我们这个长进的目标就是连到基督的身上。
So the ultimate goal of growing up is to be connected into the head, Christ himself.
基督就是头啊。
For Jesus Christ is the head.
你身体每一部分长进到最后都是受到头的控制。
When all the members grow, ultimately the control center is by the head.
那你如果哪一部分长进已经变畸形了，不听头的指挥，那一部分就要手术把它切掉。
If a certain part it no longer listens to the head and grows and uncontrollably, then it's a cancer. It needs to be chopped off.
因此我们整个教会灵性的进步到最后就是连于那个头，主耶稣。
So.Ultimately, the growth of the church need to make sure that we are connected into the head, Jesus Christ himself.
然后16节。
Verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适。
By whom the whole body joined together and knit together according to him.
所以我们这个弟兄姐妹的关系到最后是怎么建立起来呢？
So how are the brothers and sisters knit together?
也不是因为共同兴趣。
It isn't by common interest.
也不是因为有共同文化。
It isn't by common culture.
也不是因为有相同的语言。
It isn't by common language.
这个都不是重要原因。
And none of these are important factors.
重要原因是因为主耶稣到我们中间。
The most critical factor is that Jesus Christ is amongst us.
那这一种的关系才能够经得起考验。
Only this type of relationship can withstand challenges.
爱如死一样坚强。
The love will become as strong as death.
如果神的爱贯穿在我们当中，
If God's love is infused amongst us,
我们会爱别人爱到愿意为他而死，
then we will be willing to love others even to the point of death.
好像百基拉跟亚基拉同工，愿意为着保罗头被砍掉也愿意。
Just like Aquila and Priscilla, they are willing to work so hard for Paul, even willing to risk their necks for Paul.
那个不是个人的私交。
And that is not by their personal relationship.
那个是因为被神的爱充满。
It's because they are filled by the love of God.
所以整个教会弟兄姊妹的联系就是靠着主耶稣的道理，靠着主耶稣的爱，这样那个关键的这样连在一起。
The knitting together of every joint within the church and all the members is because the common bond of Jesus Christ and His love.
第四章十六节。
Verse 16,
彼此相助，便身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
That join together and cause the growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
所以通过这样肢体互相的帮助，身体就长大了。
So we see that through all the members working together, and the whole body will grow.
那整个教会这个身体长大，最后会像什么？
So when the body matures as an entire body, the church, what would it grow into?
十三节。
Verse 13.Verse 13 says, Till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这里说长大成人有基督的成长的身量。
So he said, when we mature, we will come to the fullness of Jesus Christ.
所以每一个人长大最后就是看到主耶稣的形象。
So when a person is perfect and fully grown and mature, you can see the fullness of Christ within him.
那教会长大到最后就是看到主耶稣的形象在教会。
When the church matures, then we can see the image of Christ manifested within this church.
所以为着这个目的。
And for this goal,
我们需要彼此建立。
We have to build each other up.
在爱中渐渐成长。
And to grow together in love.
这样让教会来成长。
In this way, we will also grow the church.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn. 119. 119.